So what would a bank with huge financial interests in the economic powerhouse of China want to have most of all, besides, say, an exclusive deal with the government to hold all Chinese savings accounts? Well, that's not likely. It's not even possible. But the next best thing might be having on retainer the daughter of China's former prime minister, Wen Jiabao. It's the exclusive story in our partner, The New York Times, which reports a secretive deal by J.P. Morgan Chase to promote that bank's status with China's ruling elite. The Times reports that J.P. Morgan paid a consulting firm run by the prime minister's daughter, Wen Ruchun, who used the fake name Lily Chang. Ben Protes is one of the reporters who's been part of this exclusive Times investigation. Ben, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what is the most outrageous piece here, the secretiveness or the fact that this relationship existed at all?
Well, I think it's very common for banks in China to try to accumulate influence through the hiring of government officials, children, the sons and daughters of the ruling elite, as we say in the story. I think what's unusual here is you actually see it go all the way up to who is then the prime minister. And then, as you mentioned, there's the use of the alias. Now, it's unclear who decided to do it that way, but she used this alias, and J.P. Morgan knew that the alias was not her real name, and yet went about doing business with her to the tune of $75,000 a month contract.
And J.P. Morgan apparently had no problem with demands for an alias. And again, we don't know the precise details here, but J.P. Morgan seemed to have much more to gain here than Wen Ruchun.
I think that the idea is that $75,000 a month, while lucrative and certainly very nice, isn't always the most important thing. It's not just the cash for a consultant like this. Sometimes it's just the ability to build the resume and perhaps lead to other business down the road. Certainly the ability for J.P. Morgan to secure this kind of person on your payroll is a huge coup and potentially opens doors for the bank in the leaders of China.
Any sense of what J.P. Morgan Chase got from this and their response to your reporting? And what about the coverage of Ms. Wen and the family?
So they're actually, what we've obtained is a document that is a letter from her consulting firm to the bank that declares that, in fact, her consulting firm secured an underwriting assignment for the bank at one of the state-owned enterprises in China. It was a railway company. And so it's quite clear in black and white, and you know, there's no objection from the bank in the story, at least, that this was an assignment that the prime minister's daughter helped secure for the bank. So that's one major thing. She also helped advise on, as we describe in the story, the macroeconomic policies in mainland China. So I think it's the idea is that you had on tap on the payroll somebody who was able to kind of just help you navigate this, you know, booming country and that potentially could open the door to big business.
Any downside for Wen Jiabao or Wen Ruchun in China, or is this totally accepted?
I think, you know, in China, it's totally accepted. It's business as usual. For the bank, the challenge now becomes that this, as we detail in the story, this is part of one element of the federal investigation into their hiring practices in China. Prosecutors here in New York, and then you have the SEC in Washington and Boston investigating these relationships, not just with the prime minister's daughter, but also with dozens and perhaps hundreds of former government officials and current government officials' sons and daughters. And this is a major investigation that presents an important threat to the bank.
Investigating the relationship between J.P. Morgan and the government of China. Ben Protes, one of the reporters, part of a New York Times investigation. Ben, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.